From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Niko Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo went to Yogyakarta for a working visit with a number of agendas, including surveying the mass of vaccination and inaugurating the Yogyakarta-Solo rail train. On Monday, March 1, 2021, he also surveys the mass vaccination for public workers in a number of places in Yogyakarta City. In addition, President Joko Widodo will also inaugurate the operation of the Yogyakarta Solo Electric Rail Train. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno said that vaccination for online motorcycle riders and taxi drivers Grab and tourism actors in Bali on Sunday is a colossal step to restore the tourism sector and the creative economy. This was affirmed in an online press conference as reported by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Sunday. According to Minister Sandiaga Uno, the vaccination for tourism actors and their supporters, such as for the online motorcycle riders and taxi drivers, is aimed at reducing the impact of the negative effect of COVID-19 transmission. He also remarked that his side was grateful to Grab and Good Doctor for partnering with the government for the vaccination process in a bid to reduce the transmission of COVID-19. Thereby, the tourism sector in Bali in specific and Indonesia in general in the future can develop well. Currently, it is considered necessary to accelerate the recovery of the tourism sector and the creative economy with various breakthroughs. On the same occasion, Governor of Bali, Wayan Koster, said that the province he leads is the target for the acceleration of the vaccination. The Minister of Marine Affairs and Fishery KKP stated that it is important to develop research and innovation in the maritime and fisheries sectors of Madura, including mapping salt ponds on the island. This was affirmed by Head of the Research and Human Resources Agency, BRSDM, of the KKP, Sharif Wijaya, in a press release as reported by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Sunday. In addition, there is a need for salt innovation villages from upstream to downstream in several locations in Madura as a pilot model. Regarding the salt innovation, Sharif also stated that his side had conducted research through the Pamekasan Seawater Resources Development Installation, Madura, under the BRSDM Marine Research Center. By applying the vertical access wheel, besides being safe, it is also resistant to storms and changes in wind direction. As a test of the endurance response, this tool was installed in 10 community salt ponds. He added that his site had also created a technopark concept, which is a building area designated for research and development of science and technology based on business interest. Let's move on to the international news. Myanmar police fired on protesters around the country on Sunday, and at least 18 people were killed in the worst violence since February 1st military coup, the United Nations said, calling on the international community to act to stop the repression. Crowds of demonstrators came under fire in various parts of the biggest city of Yangon after stun grenades, tear gas, and shots in the air failed to break up their protest. Across the country, protesters wearing plastic work helmets and with makeshift shield face off against police and soldiers in battle gear, including some from units notorious for tough crackdowns on ethnic rebel groups in Myanmar's border regions. Myanmar has been in a chaos since the army seized power and detained elected government leader Aung San Suu Kyi and much of her party leadership on February 1st, alleging fraud in the November election her party won in a landslide. The coup, which brought a halt to tentative steps towards democracy after nearly 50 years of military rule, has drawn hundreds of thousands onto the streets and the condemnations of Western countries. The Philippines received its first batch of COVID-19 vaccine on Sunday. President Rodrigo Duterte and top cabinet officials welcomed the delivery of the vaccine from China-based Sinovac Biotech in a televised ceremony that underscored their relief after weeks of delays. Vaccination initially of health workers and top officials led by the health secretary were scheduled to start in 6 metropolitan Manila hospitals on Monday. Kenyan President Nana Akufo-Addo urged the citizens of the West African state on Sunday to ignore conspiracy theories surrounding coronavirus vaccine ahead of the launch of its nationwide inoculation campaign against the virus on Tuesday. There is an issue that the vaccine has been created to wipe out the African race. President Akufo-Addo also stated that the vaccine will not alter one's DNA. It will not embed a tracking device in the body, neither will it cause infertility in women or in men. British Finance Minister Rishi Sunak will announce an extra £1.65 billion sterling or $2.30 billion to fund the country's fast vaccination rollout as part of his annual budget statement last Wednesday. Britain has so far given the first vaccination more than 20 million people or more than 1 in 3 adults, Europe's fastest vaccination rollout. A further £33 million will be spent on vaccine testing and development to protect against future outbreaks and variants, and £22 million will fund a study to test the effectiveness of combinations of different COVID-19 vaccine. That was the news. The Indonesian government is committed to continuing the pre-employment card program, which has been running for 11 batches in 2020. The registration for batch 12 was opened on Tuesday. For the implementation this year, a budget of 20 trillion rupiah has been prepared. This doubled the initial amount in 2021 state budget, which was worth 10 trillion rupiah. The pre-employment card program was opened for the first time on April 11, 2020. The government is targeting the number of participants who take part in the program to be 5.6 million people. Initially, the government planned to provide an offline training for the program's participants. They would receive free facilities and pocket money during the training. However, the COVID-19 pandemic changed everything. The government then used this program to become one of the social aids for the community, especially the victims of layoffs who were affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. The scheme and budget amount automatically changed. Parts of the training cost budget was diverted for incentive to the participants in a larger amount than originally planned. Thus, the budget for the pre-employment card program has increased sharply. After a year running, of course, there are points that need attention and to be improved regarding this program, starting from the matter of appointing training partners who were considered not transparent to the training materials that some said were too simple. However, as one of the economic recovery programs from the COVID-19 pandemic, the pre-employment card program, of course, has its own benefits. The government says those who lost their jobs due to the COVID-19 pandemic will be targets of the pre-employment card program. During the COVID-19 pandemic, many have enjoyed the benefits of this program. Unfortunately, the selection of the participants proved to be often inaccurate, so that many were not on target. Those who still have jobs managed to get assistance, while many of the unemployment have not been reached by this program. It is hoped that this year, the pre-employment card program can run with improvement so that it can be maximized and right on target. Thereby, there needs to be joint monitoring from the community. That was commentary.
Today in the story starts with the event on March 1, 1936, when Hoover Dam was completed. The Hoover Dam is a dam on the Black Canyon of the Colorado River, on the border between the states of Arizona and Nevada. The dam is one of the largest electricity-producing facilities in the world and the largest structure in the world. Originally known as the Boulder Dam from 1933, the Hoover Dam was officially renamed Hoover in honor of President Herbert Hoover through a joint resolution of Congress in 1947. Next event is that in 1947, the International Monetary Fund IMF began to operate. The International Monetary Fund IMF is an international organization with 189 member countries that aims to strengthen global monetary cooperation, strengthen financial stability, promote international trade, expand employment, as well as sustainable economic growth and alleviate poverty around the world. The organization is headquartered in Washington, D.C., and it was formed in 1944 at the Bretton Woods Conference, then inaugurated in 1945 with 29 member countries. The IMF from the beginning aimed to restructure the international payment system. Member countries contribute reserve funds using a quota system. The reserve fund can be borrowed by countries that are experiencing balance of payment difficulties. The last event was in 1949 about March 1st General Offensive. On March 1st, 1949, a massive simultaneous attack took place in and around Yogyakarta. At the time, Yogyakarta was the capital of Indonesia. The transfer of the capital from Jakarta to Yogyakarta was followed by an attack from the Dutch allies to control the Netherlands. This event is known as the Dutch Second Military Aggression. In response to this attack, the Indonesian military showed resistance under the command of General Sudirman. Through the general attack on March 1, 1949, the Indonesian people wanted to regain control of the capital city and show the world that Indonesia still exists. As a result, this March 1 general attack also strengthened Indonesia's bargaining position in the negotiations at the UN Security Council. Apart from getting UN recognition, this success proves that Indonesia's military strength is still there. Although not directly, this attack brought about an impact on the transfer of Indonesian sovereignty on December 27, 1949. Listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Yeah.
listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government is trying to increase the interest of European entrepreneurs to invest in the country, along with the economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic and the enactment of the Job Creation Act. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto said in a virtual seminar theme, Investing in Indonesia, Opportunities in Asia's Economic Powerhouse, held by the Minister of Foreign Affairs last Thursday, February 25th. During the seminar, Erlangga Hartarto said Indonesia's economy was gradually recovering due to the ongoing efforts to mitigate the impact of COVID-19, including the procurement and distribution of vaccine. According to him, Indonesia has secured vaccine for 182 million people out of a total population of 270 million. Hartarto added that Indonesia is also carrying out structural reforms, especially by implementing the job creation law to boost competitiveness and create a more friendly business climate. The law, which came into effect in November 2020, includes cross-sectoral policies including environmental conservation, investment ecosystem, business licensings, and ease of doing business, labor standards, taxations, and support for micro, small, and medium enterprises. Erlangga Hartarto claims that the enactment of the law and its derivative regulation can support Indonesia's economic growth as well as pay attention to environmental sustainability and workers' rights. He emphasized that as the largest economy in Southeast Asia, Indonesia has a target of doubling the percentage of investment from Europe, which currently only covers 10% of total investment to Asian countries, based on data from the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. On the same occasion, the Director General of America and Europe at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Ngurah Swajaya, said that strategy that will be carried out is to directly target potential sector to intensify marketing and assistance. The government is aware of this. Therefore, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, together with the Investment Coordinating Board, took the initiative to collaborate with all stakeholders to systematically target potential sector to be promoted throughout 2021 in Europe. 6 priority sectors that will be targeted and have the potential to increase investment in Indonesia are chemicals, e-commerce, electronics, pharmaceuticals, infrastructure, food and beverage, and garments. The Investing in Indonesia seminar was attended by more than 400 investors and potential investors from Europe. That was My Indonesia.
Pernah menyapa saat itu kau tak banyak bicara hanya tersenyum. Tak pernah kukira kau begitu cepat memikirku tanpa basa-basi. Setiap kau ada rasanya hanya
don't you know that I'm confident? Don't you know I'm also competent? 2, I work hard and accomplish things, and I got so much more to bring. Three, well, I don't mean to brag about myself, and I don't wanna be like Bieber and love yourself, 'cause I see what I like, and I like what I see.
Together we could be so happy.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, Air Tiga Rasa Rejenu is one of the unique tourism attractions in Kudus Regency, Central Java. This tourism object, which is located in Japan Village, Dawe District, Kudus Regency, is believed to have various health benefits. The location of the tourism attraction of Air Tiga Rasa, or known as Air Tiga Rasa Rejenu, is located in the Sheikh Sazali Tomb Complex. To go to this location, visitors only need to cover a distance of about 20 kilometers from the center of Kudus City. After arriving in Japan Village, tourists with drive cars can park at the parking lot and continue the journey about 2 kilometers by motorcycle taxi. According to the local people's beliefs, the water from Air Tiga Rasa Rejenu has different tastes and benefits. The first water source has a slightly sour taste, which is believed to cure various diseases. The second source of water tastes like soft drinks in general. The benefit of this second water source is that it can raise self-confidence for the visitors who drink it. Meanwhile, the third spring has a strong taste like liqueur. The water from this third spring has the benefit of facilitating good fortune. But when the three kinds of water are mixed, it will produce water with a fresh taste. Even though the Air Tiga Rasa Rejenu tourism attraction is in the middle of a forest and at the top of the hill of Mount Muria, which does not yet have electricity, visitors can still enjoy the various facilities available. For example, motorcycle taxis for those who do not want to walk, food stalls that are open 24 hours, simple lodging rooms, prayer rooms, and bathrooms. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. I'm Putri Savitri Adela. See you next time.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the world.
Bola matamu memancarkan harum tubuhmu, mengalirkan getaran membuatku terpaku. Dihiasi lesung pipimu menambahkan asmara saat ku menatapmu. Banyak pesan tak memberi kesan, kau bukanlah yang aku dambakan. Setiap waktu siapapun dirimu itu mewarnai hidupku, terpesona pandanganmu. Kamu kehadiranmu secara sinar mentari memang sulit untuk dihindari.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For home, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about lingkungan rumah, or neighborhood. Stay tuned. Listen to the conversation about bagaimana menurutmu, which means what do you think. This conversation is between Kevin and Boris. Boris is Kevin's new neighbor. Kevin wants to know Boris' opinion about his neighborhood. Let's listen to the conversation.
Bagaimana menurutmu tentang lingkungan di sini?
Menurutku lingkungan di sini lebih nyaman daripada di tempatku yang lama.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Bagaimana, bagaimana, which means how. Menurutmu, menurutmu, which means according to you. Menurutku, menurutku, which means according to me. Tentang, tentang, which means about. Lingkungan, lingkungan, which means neighborhood. Bagaimana pendapatmu? Bagaimana pendapatmu? Which means what is your opinion? Bagaimana menurutmu? Bagaimana menurutmu? Which means what do you think? Bagaimana menurutmu tentang lingkungan di sini? Bagaimana menurutmu tentang lingkungan di sini? Which means what do you think about the neighborhood here? Bagaimana pendapatmu lingkungan di sini? Bagaimana pendapatmu lingkungan di sini? Which means, what is your opinion about the neighborhood here? Menurutku lingkungan di sini lebih nyaman daripada di tempatku yang lama. Menurutku lingkungan di sini lebih nyaman daripada di tempatku yang lama. Which means, according to me, the neighborhood is more comfortable than in my old place. In the dialogue, you listen to a question, bagaimana menurutmu lingkungan di sini? Bagaimana menurutmu lingkungan di sini? Which means, what do you think about the neighborhood here? In the question, there is an expression, bagaimana menurutmu? Bagaimana menurutmu? Which means, what do you think? The expression is used to ask an opinion. For example, bagaimana menurutmu lingkungan di sini? Bagaimana menurutmu lingkungan di sini? Which means, what do you think about the neighborhood here? Besides bagaimana menurutmu, bagaimana menurutmu, which means what do you think, another expression to ask an opinion in Indonesian is bagaimana pendapatmu, bagaimana pendapatmu, which means what is your opinion. Examples: bagaimana menurutmu lingkungan di sini, bagaimana menurutmu lingkungan di sini, which means what do you think about the neighborhood here. Menurutku lingkungan di sini lebih nyaman daripada di tempatku yang lama. Menurutku lingkungan di sini lebih nyaman daripada di tempatku yang lama. Which means, I think the neighborhood here is more comfortable than in my old place. Bagaimana pendapatmu lingkungan di sini? Bagaimana pendapatmu lingkungan di sini? Which means, what is your opinion about the neighborhood here? Menurutku di sini lingkungannya lebih nyaman daripada di tempatku yang lama. Menurutku di sini lingkungannya lebih nyaman daripada di tempatku yang lama. Which means, in my opinion, the neighborhood here is more comfortable than in my old place. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Bagaimana menurutmu tentang lingkungan di sini?
Menurutku lingkungan di sini lebih nyaman daripada di tempatku yang lama.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa!
Musik ini goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Yang tua dan yang muda semuanya sama. Kita di sini tiada berbeda. Kita bersatu dan juga bersama-sama. Have fun together.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 Bibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Kampung Halaman, to be sung by female singer Masnoon Sutoto. There are quite a lot of songs that tell about hometown, one of which is a song created by Ismail Marzuki. No matter how far a person travels, memories of their hometown will never be forgotten, as expressed in this song. All dreams start from the hometown, homeland, and where the father and mother live. Well, listener, here is Masnoon Sutoto with the keroncong song entitled Kampung Halaman. Enjoy the song.
Oh,
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Lupakan, tinggalkan saja semua persoalan. Waktu kita sejarah untuk membebaskan pikiran. Dan biarkan, biarkan terbang tinggi sampai melayang jauh menembus awan.
Well listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.